Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Try to race to your calls in the next segment, and we've got our Bin Laden raid footage released. We believe that the Easter Bunny will also give you some eggs coming up on Easter, but we're going to be breaking that down a lot in this third hour right now. There always is a lot in the third hour. I don't know which hour is the best, though. I think the first is the best sometimes, and I think the third is the best. Then I'm forced to cover everything in the third hour, but I rant pretty good and I'm fresh in the first hour. I don't know, but we have a lot of guests in the second hour, so what is the best? Let's talk to Nicole in Michigan. She was finishing up getting into, well, restate what you were saying. Go ahead.
Well, the thing I've noticed is that, you know, the families that the parents teach the kids, there's, you know, how to use the guns, gun safety, and they make it a family thing to go out and go hunting and forage for their own food, have less gun-related issues, less accidents, less...
No, I agree. Violence. A lot of people don't get guns until they're 20 or 30, and they think it's all movies, and then it's like they've noticed if you put somebody in a uniform, they act authoritative, or you put somebody in lingerie, they, you know, they suddenly get sexually excited. It's the same thing of here's a gun, they get all crazy with it. It's like a deer hunter who's 30 years old, never gone deer hunting. The first deer they see, they start shaking and freak out or shoot the neighbor's cow because, you know, they call it buck fever. You know, it's kind of like these greenhorn cops that can't even swim, can't even fight. Now they're pulling you over. They're so scared. They shoot you because they think you're Al-Qaeda because the news told them so. But also, when you take your kids out in a garden or you take them out hunting or you take them out camping, they're designed to do this, and they get into the ooga booga mode and start, you know, really getting excited. But if you don't do it when they're young, they never get into it. So it's part of the domestication process. I agree. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep, my father, when he noticed I was getting interested in his guns, the first thing he did was went to the grocery store and bought some watermelons and shot them in front of me to show me how dangerous guns really are. Because you can't tell a kid how dangerous a gun is with words, because kids, they see information, the hearing information doesn't register as well. And so he shot up some watermelons to show me these are not toys. You don't touch these can kill you.
Yeah, and what's done in the country is you're always slaughtering pigs or cows. And what you do is, you know, you take somebody out, you say, don't touch the guns. And people say, oh, this is so primitive. No, this is what humans have done with swords and things. If you look back and, you know, you got to butcher it and you shoot the cow in the head. The kids think it's interesting because they're designed to not think it's false that they'd be freaked out butchering fish or cows or whatever. And then, you know, the tractor pulls them up by chains in the barn and you butcher the cow right there and they learn how to do it. And it's real interesting. There's the liver. There's the kidneys. There's the cow's three stomachs. But they understand you aim this at something, it kills it. Now, I've seen stuff butchered, but that's not how I was taught when I was about 4 years old. I was interested in guns, and they took me out and let me shoot Folgers coffee cans with a 410 shotgun, and I wanted to shoot the 12 gauge. Let me shoot that. Thought it was great. That's why I shoot 50 cals handheld. Don't think they kick. People think guns have kicks. I don't know what they're talking about. You pull it in your shoulder. And then my dad said, all right, see that Tweety bird up there in that tree? It was a bird you're not supposed to hunt, but that's, you know, how you teach him whatever's available. And he takes a 12 gauge, blows the Tweety bird to bits, and I thought that was a little sad. His little feet was all that was left. And he said, you don't touch these ever. And then nobody in farming towns you ever get shot. My dad went to a pretty big farming school. He went hunting with his coaches on their farms and people and with the principal and stuff, and they all brought their shotguns unloaded with their boxes of shells, put them right in their lockers, and they'd all go out hunting together. I mean, that's just what you did. And that's so alien to people today. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The sad part is most of our children today learn how to hunt through video games. Their parents are absent in that regard. Their parents don't realize that these kids are sitting in their rooms using the computer and the video game to babysit them.
Exactly, and then it's been proven to dehumanize you where real killing doesn't affect you anymore. That's why real men would get upset by death because they knew it was real. I mean, let me tell you, when you got a buck 20 yards below you with a compound bow pulled back and he looks right in your eyes and you let that thing go, I mean, you know, it's something when they fall over. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's some of the top stories right now on our news website, InfoWars.com, and I'm going right to your calls. DARPA, sponsored company, unveils drones that can fly through doors and windows. Tiny craft could be deployed by police into buildings and homes. And, of course, they'll be weaponized using your tax money. Got an article, over $7 billion a year is given to police departments to buy armored wheeled tanks, machine guns, you name it, speedboats, hand grenade launchers, you name it. They're preparing for war with us. U.S. aircraft carrier arrives off the Syrian coast. U.S. military is announcing they're preparing for direct intervention to put al-Qaeda in charge in that country. And that is in McClatchy News, AP, L.A. Times, you name it. All admitting that our government runs al-Qaeda, and so now they're not going to hide it. They're just like, al-Qaeda's good. So next time the TSA wants to go in your watch pants, just say, what do you think, the government's al-Qaeda is in there, or are you just some pervert? It's all about being dominated by these people. And we've got that report coming up in Chicago where they shoot the guy's dog for no reason, and the cops show up while the media's there and say, you're not allowed to talk to the media. I mean, that's North Korea. You want to live in North Korea? There it is. They want you under their thumb. It's very sad. Mike in Oregon, you are on the air listening via a free Android app. Welcome, Mike.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing good, brother. What's on your mind today after all the topics we've covered?
Well, I'm kind of still upset about the Costas and Whitlock remarks, and I actually got a comment for the both of them. Along for Mr. Costas, 2009, July 4th, Mr. Steve McNair, good quarterback, he was killed in his sleep or shot by some, I think it was like his ex-wife or something, but if he had a gun, he probably would still be alive today. But another long following up his other comment about a room 25-year-old steroid addicts all pumped up having handguns. What about the 40,000 18 to 21-year-olds in Afghanistan under hangars that are just brainwashed into killing people?
Well, that is the issue. Listen, the average person gets in the military at about 20. The average service is about 5 years. You can look this up. And I was thinking that this morning. Causes is saying you can't trust 20 to 30-year-olds with guns. He said that. I played the clip twice if you just tuned in. The clip's up at Infowars.com. You want to go watch it. The full clip of Costas, and he came out and said, I don't apologize. In fact, people shouldn't even have guns if they're 20 to 30 years of age, period. And so Wall Street Journal says that he refuses to apologize and throws it in everybody's face. So Costas, here it is, Bob Costas won't back down from anti-gun remarks. That's Wall Street Journal. And it shows that he wants your guns. And if there are bad 20-year-olds out there, I need my gun to protect myself. But there's this idea that we can only trust the government. What about all the steroid cops out there? Some police departments admit their police are on steroids, like in Fort Worth. It's been in the news where their chief has said steroids is good for them. And, I understand with the bisphenol A and the feminizing hormones they put in the food and water on purpose, and globalists brag about how they do that, by the way. That's not my opinion. Maybe moderate for some of those guys. If they are sissified, I could see putting them on it a little bit. But, I couldn't imagine having extra testosterone. I've got plenty, so my hair's falling out. But the point is, I'm just ranting about this. What about all the roided-up soldiers coming back and cops and all the rest of it? And the answer is, the government says those that don't join them are terrorists, and those that do join them are above the law and godlike, and in Chicago tell people, we shot your dog, you can't talk to the media, we're God. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, statistically, cops kill way more people than the average citizen, along with their own fellow cops, along with their little drug raids. They go and shoot one of their fellow cops, then they blame it on the guy they just mowed down.
By the way, that does happen a lot. That's been confirmed. I appreciate your call. There are a lot of good police departments out there overall, but there are a lot of bad ones, and they're getting worse, and we need to rein it in. But the globalists want a bunch of people that will follow orders. They want authoritarian thugs, and that's where we're going in this country, and it's not good for anybody. Let's talk to Braun in Alabama. Let's talk about the NFL. And for those that don't know, the sports writer at Fox, that Costas said he agreed with and quoted, he says gun ownership is racist and all gun owners are Ku Klux Klan members. Now, the NRA is Ku Klux Klan. I played the clip yesterday, and the people on the show with him agree. Even though the Ku Klux Klan is on record getting the South to pass gun restrictions, the first gun laws after the Civil War, so blacks couldn't defend themselves, so they could go burn down their houses and kill them and lynch them. And they kept blacks from getting guns, and they killed them. So he takes the truth and literally inverts it on its head, and the media praises him. So that's News Corps for you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bron.
You're totally right. That speaks to the whole disconnect. But, that's exactly why I called, because I had a suggestion for you, because you could really maximize your Twitter following just by doing a few more things. Basically, I think that, especially if you tweeted directly at people like that, Jason Whitlock and, Bob Costas, if you use Twitter often enough. But
I agree. I don't know how Twitter works, and I've got some of the crew using it who knows something. Most of it's me, or I tell them to do something, and then it's not their fault. I don't give them enough directions, and some stuff goes out that I don't agree with. I need to get to take more control of the Twitter. If you see stuff at night or on the weekend, it's me. During the week, I say, hey, tweet this out, and it goes out. Then they overall do a pretty good job. But you're right. I see that. We need to tweet at the people attacking them, baiting them in. We need to get people to follow us. We need to – because Twitter's one area – where we used to have like 7 or 8 accounts, and we combined them. It was like 600,000 people. Our biggest one only has 120,000. And then we'll kind of promote little things we're doing, but not the big things. And it's my fault. I'm not directing the one lady that works here and kind of works on planetinfowars.com, does a great job moderating some of the stuff, and also with the real Alex Jones on Twitter. So tell me how I maximize my tweeting, sir.
Well, you know, I run that WTFROI.com site. You retweeted a lot of stuff that David Amber Lyon was on. And, you know, just little things like that, you know, little quotes and very specific things that are relevant to exactly what you need to convey at that point. Just by putting that out there on Twitter, so many people come across that because Twitter is a completely, it sprawls in so many different directions. And just the searchability of that and the SEO would really, help spread it in completely new directions for people that have never heard of you.
Well, we also, and they've been doing that, we need to have the graphics department with simple political statements send out images. We need to do that more on Facebook. Facebook makes you pay now if you're big to send it out to people. So, you know, we have millions, so we can't even really use it. It's all about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We need you guys to help us. Because, you know, I can be seen by hundreds of millions on YouTube. I can be all over national TV shows. I can be on 140 AM and FM stations. I can be on XM. The list goes on. But we need to get that Twitter up to a million people. And it's twitter.com/realalexjones. And I guess we need to create a @AlexJones Twitter somehow, because I've been told that by everybody. So you're right. Any other points, sir?
Well, basically, one way I think you could really do it is by tweeting at a specific group of people, multiple of them at one time with one specific article in the headline. And you never know, if they read it, they might actually discuss it with some of their friends. You know, there were actually a couple.
No, I agree. Sometimes if I send, like Dave Mustaine this morning was just asking me if I'm getting feedback from him tweeting us to his millions of people, and I'm just so busy, I don't even have time. We need to be tweeting to Dave Mustaine, Billy Corrigan. We need to be tweeting to, people like Joe Perry of Aerosmith. We need to be tweeting to Charlie Sheen. I've never even tried to get him to send out a tweet for me. He's got 8 million. I just don't think about it. I need to, I use it and like it. I just don't think about making it big. I'm starting to do that now. I need to get Mancow to tweet stuff for me. I need to get Joe Rogan, to tweet to him. We've tweeted before, and he's tweeted us. So, we need to really do it that way. And you're absolutely right. More golden ideas, sir. Tell me.
Basically, the last thing that I think is you take all that and you start tweeting at people, like I said, in groups, 3, 4, 5 people at a time, these celebrities, and those get retweeted so many times just by their followers. And that's how you can start really spreading it. That and, a couple of hashtags.
I agree. We're going to send a tweet, but I need to write this, something like, Bob Costas, why are you lying to people about guns? And then send it to him, to NBC Sports, to a bunch of others, and then attach to it an article we're doing. Bob Costas, why are you lying and saying athletes don't protect themselves with guns or something like that, and then get people to notice that he's lying about this. That's a great idea.
Right. So the last thing is that, I also usually quote you, a couple of times a day. I put one out there today about the KKK article, and I think that, if you start tweeting certain things and then you put those in your articles, you can embed it so that it's, rich content, and it takes you directly to that person's account, or it takes you to your account so that they can follow you right there. Just putting it in front of people's face right then and there will at least make it however much more likely for them to click it, to follow you and spread that information that way.
No, you're right, and we need to go after these celebrities that are promoting Satanism and pushing all sorts of stuff and get people debating what they're saying, what they're doing. Because I'm the master of being able to put out a YouTube video on a news piece and have a million views of it when other people can't get that done. I need to be able to dominate this Twitter thing because that's the new email, and I know that. And people can go to Infowars.com/newsletter, and they can sign up there on the site, and they can then get the free magazine, the digital version. They can get key alerts and things. But people sign up for it. We use a big establishment email system to make sure there's no spam, and they'll be lazy and they'll hit the spam button to delete my email instead of delete. And then, it causes this problem. So it's just, I got to get away from this email thing because I try to give people a free magazine. They sign up for it and they're like, I don't want your free magazine. We're going to send the magazine back out today for people that missed it, though. Infowars.com/newsletter. So sign up there for the free magazine and more. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere, with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis. A $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I'll get to that situation in Chicago with a dog getting shot, and that's one issue. Then the cops saying, don't talk to the media. North Korea, man. North Korea. Had it happen to one of my reporters last week. Don't take photos of the federal building. We'll take you to jail. It's illegal. I went down there yesterday and said, you know it's not illegal. And I went in there and confronted them. People are like, man, you're crazy. They'll come get you. Fine. I'm not a narcotics trafficking New World Order. I'm a good guy, man, and I know tyranny when I see it, and we need to get government back under control. Now, that's what America's all about, not where it's going. Well, in Texas, school districts are spying. Oh, yeah. They openly have the 6th and 7th graders spy on their parents. They've got cameras in the bathrooms now. The Defense Department runs them. I mean, this country's far gone. Will, tell us what you discovered. Come ahead, Will. You're on the air worldwide right now.
Yes, hello. Good evening, Alex.
Good. Go ahead and tell us what's happening, sir.
Well, here in Houston, there are, let's just say they federalized the schools, as well as the teachers. Now, a few months ago, you had a special showing how the police and others were giving kids, you know, young adults, drugs of their choice in exchange for spying. Well, they're doing the exact same thing with the teachers.
And by the way, people, I've got to hear this, people didn't believe it when a major Capitol reporter in Minneapolis, St. Paul, who's broken big stories, broke it here. And then a month later, or 3 weeks later, the governor, all of them, it came out, the state police were running it. Yes, they run the drugs in most cities. Unbelievable. Tell us what else happened. Tell us.
Well, to make a long story short, and I would like to give you guys my information later to where we can talk more, because it's one of those things I'd have to explain all of it for any of it to make sense. But I've been approached by FBI, by Homeland Security, and by CIA. The latter of which was a gentleman from the CIA about a month ago just literally showed up at my house and told me that they were going to make my life a living hell.
Okay, so now, you discovered they're putting the kids on not just their Ritalin and Prozac, but on their Schmack and Coke and the rest of it. Is that what happened?
No. What I discovered is that they are putting the teachers themselves. They are giving the teachers cocaine. They are giving the teachers marijuana in exchange for spying. The teachers themselves are spying on people. It's not just the kids anymore with the computers. They're using the teachers.
No, I know.
Now,
you know, actually, this goes on. The biggest drug pushers. It's funny. People are always trying to make connections to me and the CIA and saying I'm government instead of judging, you know, the fruits of the tree. There's no way I'm globalist. I mean, it's a miracle I'm alive. But then they always ignore where I admit I've had family that was in the CIA and who got out because they were told exact stuff like you're saying, and they wouldn't do it. I mean, they would do some hardcore stuff overseas because they thought they were fighting communists, but they brought them back here to do incredible stuff. In fact, with one family member, it was deal drugs and kill people in Chicago. Army officer who they wanted to sheep dip, and he was older, too, and he wouldn't do it. But, I mean, it's just so incredible. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, in particular, what I would like to do is give you guys the hard facts, but that's something I'm going to have to do shortly at another time.
Well, just give us a boil down. What's going on? How did you discover this?
Well, basically, on Facebook, this woman just out of the blue sent me a message. And, I mean, she's a drop-dead gorgeous woman. And so, you know, we talked on through Facebook for about a week and a half.
Sure, they use sex operatives.
Man. And check this out. She worked about two blocks down the street from my house. Coincidence? I think not. Now, the strange thing is that there were times when I would pray about these matters, and I would ask my subconscious to give me a sign whether or not this woman was a spy. And one time she called me from school, and the phones actually start to gain this interference. And I could actually hear one of her supervisors, probably from some type of fusion center, talking to her and telling her what to ask me. And she started to pick up on the fact that the lines were getting crossed or something to that effect, and she hung up, but not before I could actually hear what these people were saying. Now get this, the first night that we met the day before I was to do a radio interview talking about specific technology that has been weaponized, technology that Richard Hoagland has alluded to.
It's probably because of where you work, but yeah, I know Houston is famously corrupt. Police execute people there in public.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That has got to be one of the smoothest jazz riffs. That's jazz, isn't it? I just know what kind of music I like that I've ever heard. I could never hear this enough. Jazz pianist Dave Brubeck, dead at age 91. Dave Brubeck, a jazz musician who attained pop star acclaim with recordings like Take Five, that's this, and Blue Rondo a la Turk, died Wednesday morning at Norwalk Hospital in Norwalk, Connecticut, said his longtime manager, producer, conductor, Russell Gloyd. Brubeck was one day short of his 92nd birthday. He died of heart failure en route, a regular treatment with his cardiologist, said his manager. Well, hey, that's a life fully lived and put out some beautiful stuff, a great example of the power and the good side of humanity that we all need to try to reach for. So happy trails, buddy. Chris Allen, he's recommended we do that and did that liner. I think that's a nice little touch on the show instead of me just ranting and raving here. I want to run through these calls, and I've got two reports I've got to get to, along with a bunch of other news. We got to move quick here. And we do have the big Joe Rogan, best interview I've ever done with him. Usually he's live. Usually Joey Diaz is here yelling and screaming. So who is a great character? But this is an in-depth interview with Joe Rogan on a host of issues. We're going to air it, excerpts tomorrow on the radio, and we are going to air the whole thing, basically unedited, very little editing, on the nightly news tomorrow night. And tonight, prisonplanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. I'm going to call it, you know, basically a film, because that's what it is. Ron Paul's speech augmented, upgraded with incredible videos, documentation, his farewell address, proof and documentation of everything he's saying. We're going to premiere that tonight, InfoWars Nightly News. And now is the time to go pay $5.95 for a monthly trial membership, and you get 10 memberships for $5.95, 59 cents a month. One username and passcode can be used by 10 people simultaneously. So create an e-card or just an email and say, hey, I gave you a free membership to prisonplanet.tv. And they'll say, what's that? And they'll go, it's incredible information, documentary films, nightly news show, video of Alex Jones' radio show, digital copy of the magazine each month. I mean, it's really first rate. We've really upgraded the site, almost 10 years in operation, 17 years of material, prisonplanet.tv. Tonight, the Ron Paul film. I don't know what to call it yet, so I've got to go name it right after the show here. And then I've got to interview Lindsey Williams. I'm going to just sit back for like 45 minutes and let him talk and just go through all the new data he's got. So that's tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. So the woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have miles to go before I sleep. I know I've been talking about this over and over again, but, you know, you heard the caller call in, and I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. He sounds legitimate. But I remember when a prestigious, you know, I mean, a reporter who's broken a lot of big news stories got video with his undercover team of the police going and getting Occupy Wall Street demonstrators and offering them cocaine, heroin, marijuana, alcohol, whatever they wanted, to go stir up trouble and delivering them back with drugs bombed out of their brain. And it's like flashbacks. It makes me sick when I wasn't using drugs in high school. You know, I'd tried a few. I'd smoked marijuana. It made me feel like I was run over by a truck and didn't really like it. Tried a few other things. Nothing floated my boat but chewing tobacco and beer. And then I watched cops deal drugs in Rockwall, Texas, and later the sheriff went to jail for it, flying in a bunch of stuff into the airport, and other police got caught selling drugs too, the department itself, not just the sheriff's department. And, you know, there'd be cops in there and getting in lockers and drug dogs, and the cops would pull me over when I was riding with friends when I was like 14, 15. And, you know, we're going to search your car and blah, 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 and watch your mouth. And I'd be like, you know, one of my friend's older brothers buys drugs from you. Because I knew people that dealt drugs in the richest county in Texas. It's a bedroom community of Dallas. So I just grew up water skiing with people and stuff where a cop car would even pull up and sell them drugs. And all I knew is I'm like 13 and the girls are 18 dancing around on ecstasy. And I'm out there hanging out with the cool old kids. I just thought, you know, and I just saw cops dealing drugs. Oh, the police have pulled up. Let's get the drugs from them. I'm like, oh, no drugs for me. You know, I'd be over at, you know, with my older friends. They'd go by and sell drugs to some, you know, 25-year-old trophy wife, and, you know, my 18-year-old buddy, go back in the bedroom with her for 10 minutes, come out laughing. Hey, let's go, Alex, jump on the back of the motorcycle, you know. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I thought it was a lot of fun. I wasn't into the drugs. I saw it. See, I'm ranting here. That's why I can never go to calls. It's just the government deals the drugs, ladies and gentlemen. Stop being naive. It's a way to pack their prisons. And you think 7 million people in prison, 4.5 million currently in it, but 7 million each year in and out. They're getting ready to double that. They're going to put everybody in jail. They're going to put you in jail for dog poop in your yard. That's mainstream news. Guys, type in 6 years in prison, $100,000 fine. It's San Diego Herald Tribune for washing your car. You've got to wake up or it's all over. Okay, I'm ranting. Sir, real quick, finish your story. We'll get your number. We'll give you our email. You can send us some documentation. If you do have bombshell info, they're going to kill you if you don't go public with it all soon. That's the type of people that get killed or get set up if what you're saying is true. And, you know, we proved that up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. The police had a giant program drugging everybody and selling the drugs because they're drug dealers. And they need to prime the pump. They need to get new customers. That's what drug dealers do. I mean, they push Prozac, Ritalin, and deadly vaccines on your kids. And I'm not saying all departments do this, but Dallas, Texas, they've caught the entire detective force dealing drugs and framing people to take their property. They've caught the Houston police doing it and a fake crime lab. They've caught Chicago, New York, L.A., San Francisco, Tulia, Texas, Littleton. I mean, just every town. Almost every town, okay? And you've always got the goody-two-shoe cop who wonders why he's been on the force 20 years and never moves up. Because you're a joke to them. They're drug dealers. Okay? I mean, I don't know how to explain it to you. But cops pull you over and say, got any drugs in the car? And I'm like, you sell drugs. Leave me alone. And boy, once I started talking about it, oh, we're going to kill you. Oh, we're going to. They would pull me over. And just once I was 16, and would say, you are drinking. And when I wasn't, we're taking you to jail. Or we'd pull up at a bonfire. I wasn't even drinking. Had just gotten there. Okay, you're being disorderly, Jones. We're taking you to jail. And then, again, through a lawyer, we were told, you know, they kill people in Rockwall. And they told us a few people they'd hung in the jail. And they said, your son's going to be hung in the jail. And my dad sold his dental offices when we moved to Austin, Texas. So that's why I hear this stuff. It really upsets me. Because your naivete, America, is going to let total evil take over. Because it's not enough the government deals drugs. They deal little kids, too. You think Penn State's anything? That's normal in these circles of the elite, okay? Do you understand that? Now, let's go back briefly to Will in Texas. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, it sounds strange, but two things. First of all, I'm a reverend here in Houston.
Oh, that doesn't sound strange. COINTELPRO spies on all pastors, even if they work for the system, they've got operatives. Of course they wanted to get you with a sex operative so they could blackmail you and fully control you and have you go under clergy response. They were just trying to get you as an operative.
It gets worse. The first night I met her, and remember, she pushed the issue before my radio interview. The first night I met her, she got naked in a car, in her car, in the IHOP parking lot. The first night.
Well, yeah, the government runs the government runs the hookers, the escorts, most times.
I know. And believe me, man, they've even landed a black helicopter on top of my house.
Well, listen. If what you're saying is true and you sound like you're telling the truth, you're in a lot of danger. You need to send us an email with all the information now, the names, everything. And they do spy on everything we do, so just understand that. But you need to understand that you need to go public with this or they'll kill you. And if you do go public, they'll leave you alone. Okay? Put him on hold, get his name and number, and we'll try to help him if he can. Yeah, most of these big city preachers have got a string of hookers running them. And sex operatives, and they've got a lot of the pastors running the drugs for them. They've got to have the pastor stand down when the government's snatching kids out of the congregation. People are so naive. Michael, no, we don't have time to go to calls yet. And I'm going to have to skip this network break. I've got to quit doing this. I'm so out of control. This is our little satire piece. It's up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Please help us get it out to everybody. It's in the featured news section. Breaking Bin Laden raid footage released by White House satire report. And it's got like a cartoon part because you're going to hear the audio where it shows a cartoon with Bin Laden's head on it with predator drones dropping bombs on him. It's really funny. But then it goes into all the documentation that the Bin Laden raid was fake. It's all a fraud. And we should rename the new film to Zero Dark Easter Bunny. Here is that report with Melissa Melton and Jakari Jackson.
I'm Melissa Melton reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. Zero Dark 30, the film supposedly based on the true story official accounts of the killing of Osama bin Laden, is set to release in U.S. theaters December 19th.
We are still no closer to defeating our enemy.
20 detainees recognize that photo.
In analyzing the clip you just saw, Jessica Chastain stars as CIA operative Maya, a woman obsessed with capturing the man supposedly behind the September 11th terrorist attacks. The New York Film Critics Guide was apparently so moved, they named Zero Dark 30 Film of the Year. Now let's analyze a clip of actual Osama bin Laden raid footage.
InfoWars.com has acquired this official White House-approved raid footage. So we bring to you now the world premiere of the Osama bin Laden raid.
That's one of those old 1940s. By the way, Zero Dark 30, I've seen the trailer. It looks like a made-for-TV movie. Low budget. They produced this whole thing themselves. people what to do, but now they want to run it and be the movie stars themselves. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Actually, we can't be sure if that's legitimate footage or not. You see, so much misinfo and disinfo came out in the wake of the raid that it's really hard to understand what's real or what's not anymore. And really, shouldn't the makers of Zero Dark Thirty be concerned about the same thing?
If you'll recall, Osama bin Laden was supposedly taken down in a raid at a compound in Abbottabad in 2011.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
President Obama addressed the nation late Sunday evening to say that just hours before, Osama bin Laden had been killed in the middle of a major populated city in a palace compound. My friends, this is a complete and total hoax, and we predicted with total precision, with inside sources, going back more than 8 years ago, exactly what would happen.
And then bin Laden's body was buried at sea, all within 24 hours after the raid. Our government claimed his burial was per Islamic tradition, but many Muslim scholars have come forward to point out that this, like so much else in the official story, is false. Over the years, many people, from intelligence analysts to heads of state, including former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, and former FBI head of counterterrorism Dale Watson, have gone on record to say that bin Laden died in 2001. Dr. Steve Pichinik, who has worked with five different U.S. presidents and the Department of Defense, has even come out to say that Osama bin Laden died in 2001 of Marfan syndrome, a degenerative genetic disease with no permanent cure.
With the intel, with the CIA reports you were reading, with as much proof as you can give us without giving up your sources of knowing that bin Laden was dead and when he reportedly died, so that we can look at the big news story now in context of why they've launched this hoax today.
Well, let me just say, the issue of why he was dead was exactly what I said before. He died of Marfan syndrome. Bush Jr. knew about it. The intelligence community knew about it. He had Al-Zawahiri, who was a physician with him, who is still a physician. I don't know where he is. But we knew he was already dead by 9/11.
In fact, two separate high-level sources have told Alex Jones directly that not only was bin Laden dead since 2001, but his death would not be announced until the most politically opportune moment.
This all came out right at the time that Obama's approval rating was dropping like a rock, an all-time low this far into a president's administration, as the dollar's dropping, as support for Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and the drone attacks in Pakistan was imploding, right as the Pakistanis were threatening to kick the U.S. out of Pakistan and to kick their drones out. Right as this happens, there's this big propaganda victory, and what do? They take the body and throw it in the ocean, they say. Do you really believe that? No one is buying that.
When the announcement finally came that Osama bin Laden was dead, the White House changed its story so many times, it was hard to keep anything straight.
First, the raid involved a 40-minute shootout. Then there was no shootout. Then only one unnamed man was armed. Then bin Laden was armed. Then he wasn't armed, and it was reported that he used his wife as a human shield. To go along with the ever-changing official story, the White House also released a Situation Room photo depicting a grave President Obama and Hillary Clinton with her hand over her mouth, supposedly watching the bin Laden raid live. But CIA Director Leon Panetta later admitted that wasn't possible, as the live feed had been cut before the Navy SEAL team even went in.
Speaking of the Navy SEALs that carried out the raid, controversy intensified when our government announced that some members of SEAL Team 6 responsible for the raid died in a helicopter crash 2 months later.
I have two sources inside the Army, and I have another source inside the Marines, a colonel, who have confirmed and talked to members of the family of SEAL Team 6 that supposedly was shot down a few days ago over Kabul, Afghanistan, that they were killed to shut them up about what they know about the staged raid on Osama bin Laden's compound.
In the wake of the raid, Disney even tried to copyright the name Navy SEAL Team 6. The Situation Room photo wasn't the only photo proven a fraud either. A photograph the media pounced all over in the days following the raid, reportedly of bin Laden's body, was also shown to be a manipulated fake. Multiple books were also released following the raid, the latest one published by a Navy SEAL who claimed his work was a first-hand, boots-on-the-ground account and that he witnessed bin Laden's death with his own eyes. The publisher even claimed the book was not vetted by the Pentagon. But as we witnessed with the arrest and detainment of Brandon Robb, release of an unapproved book of this magnitude would garner a full-scale assault on its author. So let's recap. 10 years later, and the greatest manhunt in history, as the movie puts it, and we finally caught and killed the man responsible for one of the greatest crimes ever committed on U.S. soil, and yet we have no valid photographs and no conclusive proof.
If you want a conspiracy theory to exist, that's how you start it. Like, the most elusive character on the face of the planet, the most elusive human being, the Bigfoot of people. And you catch him and kill him. But, yeah, we chucked him in the drink right away because we didn't want any more problems.
The latest news to break on the bin Laden raid came a few weeks ago, when heavily redacted emails obtained through an Associated Press FOIA request revealed that no American sailors aboard the USS Carl Vinton had witnessed bin Laden's sea burial. Another email from the public affairs officer claimed that only a small group of the ship's leadership were even informed of the burial. Though the release of Zero Dark Thirty was delayed until after the presidential election, supposedly to ward off accusations of a political agenda, with the mountain of evidence showing we've never been given the full story here, it's hard to think this movie has anything but a political agenda. So much propaganda was released following the bin Laden raid, it's unclear what really happened. But saying this movie is based on a true story is a lot like saying Winnie the Pooh is based on a real-life bear named Winifred and a real-life little boy named Christopher Robin. And yet, I've never seen one talking tiger in real life. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Melissa Melton.
All right, great job, Melissa. You know, it's even worse than what she says, though. And that's what happens every time I do a report. It's always much worse than what we could even add to it. That's what's so terrible about it. People think I exaggerate. Most of the time, it's not exaggeration. It's that I'm underestimating. Because the White House is on record being involved in giving classified information, classified baloney, advisors, the Pentagon. This is the most integrated film ever into Hollywood production. And you've got the folks that put out Hurt Locker and stuff. That's kind of the new mode where they don't just give them the script and pay them. I mean, it's on record. What's the number I saw? A couple billion just for films in 2012 and 2008 of taxpayer money to promote socialist health care. So when you're watching movies and wonder why they promote government-run health care and Obamacare by name, your tax money paid. That's like North Korea, but they're not that slick, where Nazi Germany did that with films. Hitler was a master, and Joseph Goebbels, of having the films push the regime. Product placement, propaganda placement. They call it behavior placement. I coined the term propaganda placement 15 years ago when there was no term. And you add all the rest, over $10 billion a year that we know about for paying the media. It's one of the biggest secrets. A lot of big talk stations on radio and TV have sponsored news, and you're never told that. We don't have sponsored news. Sometimes we have sponsors on occasionally, pretty much rarely, but you know, where they have some info we want, and it's like 90% of it's not an infomercial, but there is some of that in it. We don't do infomercials for a few minutes. All radio does that. But you know, when you're like an hour and it's a sponsor, it's because they're an interesting person, and then they're a little bit about their thing at the end. But we're transparent about that. It's obvious. I'll always say this is our sponsor. They'll announce when News Corp reports on a Fox, you know, story or something, or when Fox reports on that, they'll tell people we're reporting on our parent company. But when the government is involved paying off radio hosts, TV hosts, it's all come out. Just unbelievable amounts of money. And they were keeping it secret. Remember when it came out with Bush paying $500,000 to this guy, 240 something thousand to that guy, but the media only focused on personalities being paid. Let's shift gears. We've been trying to feature stories here where police do the right thing, where cops, you know, buy a guy a pair of shoes and it's not a PR stunt, or where, because we know it's not a PR stunt with the case in Albany, New York, with our reporters going up there, our auxiliary reporter, Jason Burmes, and they tell, you know, the cop to throw him out, and he goes, well, if he's not interfering, well, give me his license. Well, I can if he isn't doing something wrong. By the way, that police officer did not get reprimanded. He got commended by that sheriff's department. That sounds like a pretty good sheriff's department. I mean, look, just don't treat law-abiding citizens like scum and tell us we're in North Korea and can't do stuff when you're not interfering. Sure, you can't go back in the checkpoint and get into what they're doing, but you can be back there filming. They're filming you. So we try, and we're looking for good things police are doing, okay, because we want to model good behavior and not just be one-sided bashing police here, because that compacts cops more into their gang culture. But I've seen countless videos, and I've done reports on this before, going to people's houses where cops bust in a no-knock raid for marijuana or whatever and didn't find it in one case I covered. The lab is in the kitchen, chained up so he doesn't go out the dog door, doesn't even bark, and they just kill it. And let me tell you, that creeps me out. Did they ever SWAT team me for something made up or do one of those things where they – somebody calls in, you know, spoofs your number as making a 911 call, a felony call, you know, a hostage call or something, and they're going to kill my Chihuahua. They'll kill my French Bulldogs. I know they'll kill French Bulldogs because they look scary. I mean, that's a joke, but it's not. People on hike and bike trail, you know, they weigh like 25, 30 pounds. Oh, they just see a bulldog. And this was a bull terrier, really sweet dog. It did live. It's out of the vet. Just the police admit the dog walked out behind the guy when they were giving him a ticket. And when they shot his dog, they still gave him the ticket in Chicago. But here's the big story. Now, and this is a Fox piece we're about to play a clip of here. Now the police came to try to intimidate the owner. Here's a clip of that right now.
He was covered in blood, and he said the cop shot the dog.
A Fox 32 exclusive tonight. A Northside family furious over what they claim was an unjustified police shooting. Good evening, everyone. I'm Robin Robinson.
And I'm Bob Surratt. The shooting happened Saturday in a quiet residential neighborhood. The dog was off the leash, but its owners say it never posed a threat. Now the owners say they are getting heat from police for telling us their story. Fox 32's Larry Yellen.
Unbelievable.
With exclusive details tonight, Larry.
Bob and Robin, residents of the Northside Buena Park neighborhood are still upset tonight, not just because police shot the puppy they all knew as the Colonel, but also because the shooting occurred not far from a preschool on a street where pedestrians, including children, could have been hurt. Meet Colonel Phillips, a 7-month-old miniature bull terrier whose father was a champion show dog and whose owners hoped one day would be a show dog himself.
They look like Spuds McKenzie. You see in a Target ad, one of those, but they're miniatures.
But on Saturday afternoon, the Colonel became a target himself.
Look at that pink
he
belly.
Was shot by a Chicago police officer in front of his owner's gated Northside home.
Gated.
Police were writing a parking ticket for a van belonging to Al Phillips, the dog's owner, so Phillips came out to move the vehicle.
My little bull terrier followed me out. Then in his boom, boom, two shots. You shot the dog.
One eyewitness, Charlene DeZago, told us she heard the officer warn Phillips about the dog being loose, but the officer never sounded like he was in danger.
All of a sudden, I heard him say, "Get your dog," and then the next statement was, "Get your dog," and then he just pulled out his gun and shot twice.
Morgan Phillips, Al's daughter, rushed the dog to an emergency vet.
He needed a 5-hour surgery. They took shrapnel out of his stomach. He had a shell casing in his leg. It lacerated the muscle. We were going to show him, but we can't now.
While I interviewed the dog's owners, I saw two police officers drive by. 90 minutes later, they were back, asking Phillips why he had contacted the media, and then giving Phillips a ticket for not keeping the Colonel on a leash.
Unbelievable. That's enough. Folks, this is the mafia thugism. Hey, bud. Hey, Mac, why'd you call the media when we killed your dog? You're not just getting a ticket for the car. You're getting a ticket now for the dog off a leash. You understand that, you little American? We own you!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.